With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
One guy in particular who has not been actually playing football and on the field in a long time is in the midst of serving an 8-game suspension, even though he's not anybody's roster, is now once again dealing with an off-field issue. Antonio Brown, our friend AB, back in the news because he's got a deadline of today from a judge to produce text messages and evidence in a countersuit he's filing against Brittany Taylor, who last year alleged AB sexually assaulted her. But in light of this deadline, just 24 hours earlier, AB's lawyer decided to withdraw from representing him in this civil lawsuit. Carson Hancock cited irreconcilable differences with Antonio Brown as the basis for his withdrawing from serving as Brown's counsel.
Which means he doesn't have those text messages.
That would be the first thing, but it would also be yet another lawyer or agent who has just thrown up his or her hands and said, I can't deal with this dude anymore.
Well, yeah, the world is littered with people that are just left in Antonio Brown's wake that think it's a good idea, or at least think they can make some money attaching themselves to Antonio Brown. And when they realize he's more of a headache and or he doesn't pay you, then they go, hell with this.
I mean,
done with this
guy. Incendiary device.
He is.
Thank you, Peter.
He is.
Yes.
And what's my man's name? Carson Hancock. He found out, you know, and he probably has an open bill that he's not been paid for. And now here we are.
Oh, I guarantee you that, yeah.
A whole lot of money. I'll tell you this, though. In all sincerity, here we are about to be October. October's tomorrow, I think, right? Today's the last day of September. I think we can say it as we head into October of 2020, it's looking more likely than ever. If you had to bet right now, Antonio Brown's never going to play in the NFL again. I don't know how you can bet any other way.
Well, it's impossible to envision a scenario where a team looks at him and says, yeah, you know what, we can handle the aftershocks of whatever happens when he enters the facility on November 2nd or November 3rd or whenever he'd be eligible to join the team. Yeah, we can handle that. Like, even if you're a guy like Pete Carroll who thinks he's got a great handle on everything in Seattle. I mean, Bill Belichick gave up after a week in New England. I mean, there's no organization that can handle, like I said, the aftershocks of what happens when this guy enters the building, because there's instantly chaos swirling around him, and you never know how big the bubble of the chaos is going to be that surrounds him. It may just be immediately around him, like the little cloud of dust that follows around Pigpen from Peanuts, but some days it's going to be like a brush fire enveloping the entire facility.
For sure. You know what? Something just hit me, because Antonio Brown would definitively not be on this list. We've got to do a draft. We haven't done a draft in such a long time. We've got to do one tomorrow. Would a good draft be sports people who would be a good president?
Oh, man. That's, I think, Matt, what do you think? I think we could make that happen.
Man, there's a lot of options there, right?
Would they have to be current players who could potentially, when they're done, be again, Antonio Brown, nowhere near, the last guy on this list. Yes, probably, I would think. But where were they? Let's try to figure out the parameters. Would they be? Okay. Would they have to be current players? Would they be people just in sports?
No, I think they could just be people in sports. They don't have to be players. They do have to be alive. Like, we can't go back to any, you know, deceased legends and say, oh, he'd be great. Well, he's not alive anymore. He can't be president. So it would have to be somebody who's still amongst the living. I don't think it has to be a player, though. So that opens it up a bit to
figures.
Your coaches and your, yeah, sports figures.
Sports figures that could be, that should be, that you would vote for president. Five of them. You want to do that tomorrow?
Yeah, why not?
Do you think that would hit it all, Producer Matt?
I think it's got potential.
Now, Colony will have obscure people, you know, Dick Pound or whoever from the IOC. Like somebody.
Still one of the best names ever.
Yes. I think it might work. I think five people who would in the sports world that would be a good president. Let's do it. And we could play Hail to the Chief the whole time. I'm in.
There
I'm
you
in.
Go. All right. Good call. I like it.
All right. That's our draft for
very
tomorrow.
Good. Yeah. All right. We'll do that tomorrow.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.